The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this special Federal Reserve edition of Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. In a unanimous vote on Wednesday, the Fed raised short-term interest rates by a quarter point to a range between 1.75 and 2%. The Fed also projecting four rate hikes for 2018, and it sounded a more aggressive tone for rate increases in 2019. Mark Hamrick is senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com. He joins us from the Fed for some analysis. So, Mark, let's start with the path of rate hikes that Fed Chairman Jay Powell discussed. The Fed expects two more rate increases this year and a faster pace of rate increases next year. Here's Chairman Powell.
We are aware that raising rates too slowly might raise the risk that monetary policy would need to tighten abruptly down the road in response to an unexpectedly sharp increase in inflation or financial excesses, jeopardizing the economic expansion. Conversely, if we raise interest rates too rapidly, the economy could weaken and inflation could continue to run persistently below our objective.
You know, Mark, this is like the Fed walking a tightrope because a move too far in any one direction could cause unwanted ripples in the economy.
Yes, JR, that's a good analogy. I was thinking of a dance as well, because there's sort of one step forward and then a pause. And that's really what we've been having with these rate increases. The chairman obviously is walking a delicate balance. That is that tightrope you reference. And so obviously the Fed doesn't want to make the same mistake that earlier iterations of the central bank have made, in the sense of seeming to tighten too soon. But obviously also they do not want imbalances to build up and lead to essentially a financial crisis, as we saw about a decade ago.
Coming up next, more from Chairman Jay Powell, and how far are we from a neutral Fed funds rate, and why is that important to the economy? This is Your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
Welcome back, everybody. Chairman Powell also said the Fed expects unemployment to continue trending lower and GDP to remain strong, and that while the Fed still has its eye on sustained inflation at about 2%, and he expects inflation, as he put it, to bounce around. That adds to uncertainty and really no set formula for the Fed to follow. Here's Powell again.
This uncertainty is why, the fact that we live in that uncertainty is why we've been gradually raising rates. We're not waiting for inflation to show up. We're go ahead and moving gradually and trying to navigate between two risks, really. One would be moving too quickly. Inflation never gets back to target if we do that. And the other is moving too slowly. And then we have too much inflation or financial instability, and we have to raise quickly. And that can also have bad outcomes.
You know, Mark, a common theme from Powell's news conference on Wednesday was really some caution and essentially saying we learned a lot from the last 10 years in trying to build back the economy from the Great Recession.
Yes, and I also would caution not to take issue with the chairman, but to say that we always live in uncertain times. We have changing perceptions about the range of uncertainty that we're facing. 2006, 2005, we thought things were rosy and turned out to be just the opposite. So there's always uncertainty. Right now, however, there's no recession on the horizon. The outlook is not for a recession, you know, in the next two or three years from where the Fed sits. And that's a pretty nice place to be, I'd say.
And Mark, another thing that Chairman Powell was asked about several times was about neutral Fed funds rate and finding that level. What exactly is that?
Well, you know, you think about the Fed either putting on the brakes or keeping the foot on the gas pedal. Right now, the foot's still on the gas pedal to a degree, because what the Fed is doing is still meant to essentially encourage further economic economic activity. When you get to the so-called neutral rate, it's neither breaking nor accelerating. And so the Fed would like to get to that point and basically perhaps even turn off the ignition for a while and not have to make adjustments with interest rates. But of course, it will only know what the situation is once they get, let's say, another 4/4 point rate increases under their collective proverbial belts.
It was also a little bit of news that he made, not really tied to the economy or to rates, but it's the fact that the Fed is going to be a little bit more aggressive in distributing information out to the public and holding more press events. Why do you think that they're doing that?
First of all, it's huge because the Fed only began holding regular news conferences in April of 2011. And while it seems like this is very commonplace now, the reality is that we're still only holding news conferences after every other FOMC meeting. So number one, that the chairman is making a specified or specific effort to speak more plainly, essentially to all of us, but also speak more often with reporters and have the opportunity to answer questions, obviously put his own framing of the issues out there. I think ultimately that's a benefit, obviously, to journalists like us, but ultimately for everyone, consumers, savers, investors, and borrowers who need to try to basically navigate where the economy may be headed so they can fine-tune their own financial decision-making. So that's a very good thing, I think.
And I guess it would cut down on any speculation which can sort of spook markets.
Well, he certainly always has that opportunity, whether it's through his own comments or the comments of Federal Reserve Board officials. But you're absolutely right. To the extent that there would be a news conference basically every 6 weeks after every FOMC meeting, that'll be something we've never seen before, and it may have some interesting consequences in the financial markets because the impact could be to try to, as you say, dampen speculation. And of course, many investors like to speculate, so there's that part as well.
All right. Well, lots more coverage to come in the coming months here on WSJ.com. That's Mark Hamrick. He's senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com, joining us from the Fed. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, JR. Thanks so much.
And thanks for listening to this special edition of Your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.